Hi, welcome to the Cake Podcast. I'm your host, Denisha, also go by Viva Monet, and I'm here with my co-host, Sweet Tea and Vari. We cannot wait for you all to see what we have in store for you as we close out 2018 and move confidently into 2019. You are now tuned into the Cake. 2018 has been a very long year. It's been a great year for some and maybe not so great for other people. So what is a word that you would describe, use to describe your 2018?
Ooh,
yeah. I just asked a loaded ass question.
Reflective. So
I'm gonna start with
my word.
How you gonna use reflective? My word?
No, that's not my word. Woo child is my word. Like I'm just
woo child.
Okay,
woo child. Just I would say mine is becoming. Yeah, that's gonna be mine because this year has been definitely like a up and down roller coaster for me. Of like just figuring out the who, not the who, because I know who I am, but like the how. So the becoming of what I want my life to be. So I enjoyed 2018 because it's really showed me a lot of things, and I've made a lot of mistakes, but I've also learned a lot of things that I, you know, won't talk about right now. But I'm really excited about 2019. I just feel like this, like, great energy going into 2019. I just feel like it's going to be golden. Like, think about this. Next, after 2019, we're going to be in a new decade. Isn't that, like, mind-blowing?
What do you mean?
Like, we're going to be in 2020. Yeah, yeah, it's going to be a whole decade.
I thought you said after 2018. I'm like, huh?
No, after 2019. Like, after next year, it's going to be a new decade. It's going to be crazy. Like, we were 90s babies. They got the 2000s babies. Got the 2010 babies. Now it's going to be the 2020 babies. That's crazy.
We're getting older. I hope I have kids in 2020s.
Soon. That's a good year. Mm-hmm. It's not too close.
She has a whole decade to, you know, to have a kid.
Because I'm about to go off on a tangent. So what y'all do? Y'all have y'all's? You already said y'all's word. Did y'all want to elaborate on that?
So like, I feel like I learned a lot about myself. I moved out on my own, and mm-hmm. I've been working and stuff and managing my own stuff, like money-wise, and getting me established and finding out, like, bless you.
I walked away from the headphones just so you guys couldn't hear me.
And then... yeah, just learning about myself and what I like to do and what makes me happy and how God can use me. And so it's just been like really reflective. But I feel like my last couple of years have been really reflective. But just like me becoming an actual woman, like, you know, and knowing, like, I know what I want, but I am not settling. I have noticed that, like, when guys come to me, like, I don't settle. Like, okay, we could be friends, but yeah.
I don't think you should settle. Settling is the quickest way to, one, mediocrity, and to just an unhappy life. Like, who wants to be unhappy? I don't. I want to be happy. I want to live life lavishly. I want to live life to the fullest. Like, miss me with the settling. Nah, fam. Nah.
Exactly.
That's good, though. And I think there's something to be said about reflection. Like, reflection is such a crucial part of our growth. Like, because in life, you know, all we do is we, you know, go through things, we grow, learn, make mistakes. So going through all that, it would be really, like, it wouldn't do us justice if we didn't at least reflect on those things. Because then we'd be, one, making the same mistakes over and over again, or two, just not learning anything. So it's like, okay, this happened, evaluate what happened. How can I make this better? And there you go. That's reflection. And then you're growing into this beautiful butterfly. You can be free.
Is somebody clipping their nails?
know, I'm probably gonna leave all this in here too. You know, it's organic. It's super organic, and you know, this is us. This is the cake. This is what we talk about. This is what
I'm
we sorry. Do. We
just... Okay, I'm not gonna click anymore.
Are you on your computer?
Yeah, I was on my computer.
I told you it pulls up everything. Like you can literally like, be
click,
like,
click, click.
You could literally be playing patty cake with your toes, and you will hear that noise. Okay. I don't know why you would be doing that, but it's cool though. So yeah, go ahead, Bari. What about you? Oh, what are you about to say to you?
Nothing.
So Bari, why? Why? What was your word again?
Good child.
Woo, woo, child. Would you like to elaborate?
I'm just at a loss of words. Like, I think I just like to disappoint myself, you know, because I look at myself and then I look at myself outside of myself and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you go and you do this shit, and like in my head I'm like, I know what the right thing is. Like, deep down I know what I want to do, I know how to do things, and I know what I like, I know the right way to handle things. And then the other part of me, I don't know, not deep down, does the complete opposite, and I'm like, what the fuck?
So like, in reference to just anything in life, or
yeah, the whole year has just been like, what the fuck?
I don't think so. Okay, so I'm sorry, are you done?
Okay, I mean, I've learned a lot about maybe I shouldn't handle situations like this, and I've also handled situations the exact same way that I've handled them before, and it was completely stupid. And I looked at myself like, have you not grown? Have you not learned anything?
Okay.
You know?
And but you have to bump your head a little bit harder, maybe, just so you can get it. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. That means that if you're realizing this now, that means you're understanding it now.
At least the light bulb is on, you know? You're not just blindly doing it, just bump.
My
bump,
light bulb
bump.
Is like flickering. It's like,
flickering. It's like, bitch, wake up.
Batteries
wake up.
About to go out. Oh my gosh. I'm like, I just cannot be this stupid. Like, is anybody else like me? Yeah. Like, am I the only one who's over
and here? And I can relate to that, especially, I'll say this, in dealing with someone that I really, really like, and being rational in the choices I make about how I go about it, I have not been very smart in that area, and I really want to get better in that. Like, I've done some things I was not so proud of this year. I won't elaborate on those things, but going forward, like, as far as like relationships wise, I'll say this, like, I want to really focus on, first of all, my own relationship with myself and completely loving myself. So I ain't gonna lie, this year I've been bashing. Like, I really need to get back to my, like, you know, my body that I want, and like eating healthy and feeling good about myself. Like, I feel good about myself, but like, I want my stomach snatched, okay? Like, I want to be snatched. So like, I just want to focus on things that matter. Like, I want to focus on my mental health and mm-hmm. my physical health. I just want to be holistically, like, well. Mm-hmm. And I want to get my money up too. So, but
and that's what I think 2019 is about. I think, like, before, I don't know what I thought the years were about before, but I think going into 2019, I actually want to, like, envision or at least plan something, because I think I go into 2018 like, well, if it's 2018, should I try to come up and scurry up some type of plan for this year and not fully develop it, or do I actually want to sit down and jot down things that I actually want to do? Like, and I really think 2019 is really about yourself, like, really doing what's best for you, because mm-hmm. for the years before, like, I have been wasting so much time trying to cater to everyone else's needs and to be nice and to be kind and to get, for me to get the short end of the stick, for me to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. And I think that 2019, it's just, and this goes for everything. This goes for people that you work for. This goes for your family. This goes for your friends, like, everything. Like, I go to work and I'm like busting my ass to say yes and no to all these people, you know, like, at work, and then I'm like, damn, I'm tired, and I didn't even do nothing. Like, I mean, like, I did a lot, but I'm like, damn, like, what the
fuck? Like, you just don't feel like your soul is being fed.
Yeah, and I'm doing all this for this minor-ass, little stupid-ass job. And that's, you know, one of my main goals for 2019 is to get a salary job. Like, I don't care what the fuck it is. I can go and work for Trump for all I fucking care. Hey, look. He's going to be there for a while.
I want to bleep that out. No, I don't want him to be. I just want to know why. I probably can't say this on here, but I really want to know why, you know, nobody's at least attempted to, you know.
To kill him?
I didn't say the word.
Look, I can cut that part out.
It's all over Twitter saying why we don't assassinate presidents anymore.
You know. Well, they did assassinate president. Well, okay, Kennedy. I guess
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying we don't assassinate presidents anymore. I'm not saying he should die. I don't think anybody should die.
No, you're right.
But I'm saying we don't kill presidents anymore. American has gone soft. We're softies. They're building a fucking wall. A wall.
Who said that doesn't mean you're soft?
Well, she's saying,
there needs to be a wall.
Especially, like, with me living in Southern California, like, I've seen, there's just been a lot more that has been, like, in the forefront of my vision. Like, back when I did live in Ohio, like, we didn't really have to see the effects of the deportation and all that going on, but more so here. Being that there's so many, you know, Latinos and, you know, just people who have had to come over here, quote unquote, illegally, like at my job, when I first started, I remember that my manager was like, yeah, something's going on. One of the guys might get deported. Like, it was like a serious issue. And it's like, that's not something that we had to see on the regular basis, like, you know, being back home, but it is a huge problem that's going on. And, you know, it's like, what can you do about it? I don't know, but, you know.
And that's what I'm saying. And the thing is, they're getting mad because they're saying that they're coming over here and taking jobs from us, but they're not even taking jobs. They're actually doing jobs that we, as Americans, are too lazy to do or too stuck up to do. We don't even want... When is the last time you've seen a Black or white person go and clean restrooms or hotel rooms? Like, person has been a foreign person who has done it.
I don't think you should say Black people, because I think Black people do those jobs. There's been janitors and schools, things like that.
I think that's true, but I'm just saying how many, I don't think there's a lot of people who are, that's the first job that they think about going. That, first of all, these people are good. They're going to do it, and they're going to get paid a little bit under what we get paid, but they're going to do the job anyway.
Yeah,
we don't want to do it. Like, I don't want to do it. I'm not gonna sit here and lie and say I want to go and do that job, because I know I'm not gonna go do it. I'd rather be unemployed.
But you're also not complaining about.
No, I'm not. I'm not complaining about it at all. Because if I want to go and get a job, then I know how to go get a job. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with them coming over here. I don't think they're taking any opportunity for more than, like, they're not getting an opportunity over me, like, especially if I have the qualification. I'm not saying we're competing, but I'm saying, like, I don't feel threatened.
Well, let's take a moment to actually think about who's complaining about, quote unquote, said
we know people. Who's complaining.
Exactly. Which are the same people who actually came over here and stole the land from people who were already indigenous.
People who are trying to get rid of Black people.
Exactly. So, I mean,
we know exactly what's going on.
We know,
but I'm just saying, I don't think that a wall. I don't.
It won't. It's just a distraction. Like, it's literally has nothing to do with the real problem that goes on in America. It's literally just bullcrap.
We're fucking bull stupid. That's all I can
no,
say.
I don't think we're stupid. I just think that people who
America decided we are part of America. And we are one country, and we are all fucking stupid.
Well, I'm a sailor's what number is he? Shit, I forgot. Whatever number he is, he's not my president. He ain't my president. I still haven't even, I don't think I've said his name and president in the same sentence. Still. Well, I definitely haven't. I know for a fact that I haven't. So, but we don't have to go there.
His
presence.
I don't even know what we were talking about.
We're talking about 2019 and 2018, what we're looking forward to.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to a salary job.
Okay. Like, what do you want to do? Do you know?
Girl,
like,
anything. That's why. That's what happened to this conversation. I said I'd go work for Trump. I don't care.
You did just say that.
For 2019, I want to work on doing more things that fulfill me and my soul and my spirit. Learning how to, so lately I haven't been doing a lot of my pastimes, and I really would enjoy, you know, reading a book occasionally.
Yes.
So, so like just reading and stuff again. I want to get like back to like Tierra, like,
and that's I feel like it's so hard to make time.
Cause being an adult is hard.
Yeah, cause I come home and I'm like, man, I really want to read a book, and I really want to just get into like get into learning new things and reading, and you know, not watching so much TV. And I get home and I take a shower. By that time, it's like midnight. I'm like, all I need to do is turn on one TV show and just go to bed. Cause like mentally, I can't just focus on a book because I'm already tired. So I know if I did open a book up, I'm not going to really read it. I'm just going to skim it or something. And I'll just turn on TV. I don't even watch the show. I just turn TV on and then I'll just lay down and I'll fall asleep. But like, I can't even think about the time that I need to get up, like, because I want to get up and go to the gym. Like, I want to get up at 6 a.m. and go to the gym. 6 a.m. comes around, I'm like, oh, shit, like, you know, it's just like, and then I gotta go to work at 9. It's just making all this time.
Well, I don't know, like, I feel like I do better when I do have some sort of schedule.
Yeah,
so I need to get back in the habit of doing that too, but also just finding time for myself. And one big, like, really big thing I want to do is, like, when I do have downtime, I want to be able to think, like, let me open my Bible. That is, like, I don't know why I think about it and it's too late. Like, it's too late to do it. And not that it's too late, like, oh my gosh, but, like, it's too late. I'm already sleepy now.
And it's so, or, like, sad, because instead of me, like, actually opening my Bible, I have the notification set up to where I have a word of the day that pops up on my phone and I'll read that one scripture. And for some reason, I feel a little bit more satisfied knowing that I have this one scripture coming to my phone every day at around 12 o'clock, instead of actually reading the Bible. Because I did feel a lot better when I would go through and I would read actually a book, because the books aren't that long when you read them. They're not that long besides like Psalms or Matthews or something. Those are really longer chapters. But the other books, like the first half of the Bible, or like the Old Testament, it's not that long, and the books are very short, and the stories are very interesting if I actually sat down and read them like I used to.
Exactly. That's another thing. I want to go to Bible study.
Okay, I didn't say all that.
I want to go to Bible study and Sunday school. I want to be more involved. Like, another thing, like, there is not that many people that, like, actually, every time I go to a church, I don't see people my age.
No, it's and all old really people.
It makes me so upset.
I think it's because they're starting to stream churches online now. I've noticed a lot of like big or major churches, even my own church, stream their service online, and I can watch my whole service on Facebook if I want to in the bed. So are they making us more
That's
lazy?
So sad.
That is so sad. Because if I have to stream church services for my kids, that's going to be depressing. Like, you guys come down to the living room.
That takes away, like, fellowship. That takes away from, like, anything.
Yeah. I don't agree with it either.
Although I do.
It comes in handy when I'm
online.
A lot of times I don't ever get to go because I work on Sundays. And when I work on Sundays and then try to go to work, like, I could go to church in the morning, but then it's like, I'd rather just sleep in and go to work. Like, I don't want to do both.
Gotcha. What about you, Denisha?
I'm talking for dinner. Sorry.
I had Chipotle.
I had leftover Chipotle from yesterday for, like, lunchtime. I'm actually pretty hungry, so probably when we get finished with this, I'm probably gonna go eat. Probably gonna make some salmon and broccoli because I'm really trying to eat healthy. I did a workout yesterday and it was pretty fire, and my legs are pretty sore and I feel good, so I'm so trying to keep it up.
Because I have I've been sick for the past like 3 days, and so like I've had a lot of time to actually get up and go to the gym, which I haven't had recently. But like for the past 3 days that I've been sick, I've had time to go to the gym, but I've been sick that like my body feels weak.
Yeah.
And like I thought about it, I'm like, oh, I could go to the gym, and then I'm like, no, like I can't.
Sometimes like when you sweat it out, it feels
I know, but like my body just felt so weak, and I was like on a lot of medication, and it's like, oh, but now I feel better. I mean, it gets worse at night, but I'm okay now. But it's not as bad as it was last night.
I'm like, I think I'm gonna cut dairy back out because my nose has been really stuffy lately. And back when I thought, you know, back when I went vegan, like actually went vegan, my nose wasn't stuffy anymore. And I'm like, you know what? I'm about to just cut cheese and basically cheese because I love cheese. I'm about to cut cheese out.
And I thought about that too because I was like, man, when I was vegetarian, like I loved eating what I ate. It was so much easier to cook things. And I was like, I'm going back to that. You know, because now it's just me. Like, I could just eat whatever. Like, not just whatever, but I want to go back to eating, like, things that I enjoyed cooking. And I want, and that's another thing, since we're, like, back on here now. Like, I think, like, for 2019, I really want to start cooking again.
So you like, haven't been cooking?
No, like, I eat out all the time. Like, I eat out all the time.
You know, we've been at work all day. Sometimes you don't feel like coming home and cooking. Unless you know, already made a meal.
Especially because like I work retail, like, I get off at like 10, 11 o'clock at night. Like, one, I shouldn't be eating anyway. But two, like, half the time at my lunch, I don't eat because I don't be hungry. So I'll eat when I get off. Or, like, sometimes, like, and I pull so many, like, morning shifts. Like, I'll get off at 10 o'clock and then go back into work at 10:30 and work till like 4 a.m. And there's nothing open. I have to go, like, well, sometimes Taco Bell's open, which is so bad because I never ate Taco Bell. And I've eaten Taco Bell at least 3 times since I've been out here. Just because it's the only thing open.
That's not that many times.
No, I don't.
Three times since you've been in Virginia.
If there's other options besides Taco Bell, I won't eat Taco Bell. But if it's like really, really late, like 2-3 in the morning, I'll go to Taco Bell because I know that's the only place that's open. And I only get their quesadillas.
The chicken ones? Those are pretty good.
It's the only thing I've ever gotten from Taco Bell.
It just sucks when food that's really not good for you is, like, good. I wish that vegetables tasted like how the food that's bad for us tasted. Because I would be like skinny as I would be skinny as fuck. Well, I like some vegetables.
Too, I love Brussels sprouts because I will eat Brussels sprouts like it's popcorn chicken.
I like fried Brussels sprouts.
I've never had fried Brussels sprouts.
I had them at my last job. Well, at one of my jobs, we used to make those. And we used to, so they fry, well, I was when I was a bartender or whatever. It was like a bistro. But we used to fry them and then we put like Parmesan cheese on them. Oh my gosh, they were pretty fire. They were really good. I would eat them.
BW3's probably does do that. Do they got that? They got fried Brussels sprouts?
Oh, not B-Dubs. I'm talking about when I was in Columbus, when I worked at that, yeah. But
do they have that?
I'm gonna go try that. That's too high quality for B-Dubs. They have fried pickles. But those are pretty fire too. Fried pickles are like my weakness. Oh, I love fried pickles.
I like fried green beans. Those are really good.
Oh, those are good. TGI Fridays has some really good ones.
Yeah, they do have fried green beans. Those are pretty good. But everything else at Fridays is nasty. I hate Fridays.
What's it called?
Fried green beans.
I never heard
TGI Fridays. Guess what I had for the first time the other day?
Can we guess?
I had some. Yeah, go ahead. You're not gonna guess. I know it. Actually, Tierra, I told you about it because I was telling you how fire it was when we was on the phone.
Crab?
No. Fried corn. So here, corn fried and all that is like a huge thing. The elote, I think, is what it's called. But I went to Wingstop the other day and they had fried corn on their menu. So I was like, is that good? Because I was like, well, you know, I'd rather get that instead of french fries. So I was like, I'm going to get it. First of all, I asked her if so it was Cajun seasoning on the corn. I was like, so is it spicy? She was like, no. See here, You have to ask people what their level of spicy is, because everybody's level of spicy is freaking different. When I tell you I bit that corn and my whole lips felt like they were swollen, I was
like,
but
she said it was good. She was like, "Ooh, this is so good."
It was so good, but it was really hot. Like, my lips was like low-key getting like welts on it.
Oh my gosh.
But it was so fire. I was like, I'm going to get that again. So I'm just going to tell them to take it easy on the Cajun seasoning, but the overall idea of, you know, fried corn is pretty fire. I think you all should try it. But I don't think they have it on that side of the world because, yeah, I don't think they have it. I've never seen fried corn on Wingstop's menu. But
no, is it like little pieces of corn inside of like a fried ball?
No, so this is what they do. So they take a corn on the cob, and then they like cut it into sections, and they fry the whole thing in there, and then they put the seasoning on it.
Oh, so there's not no like breading on it. It's just fried corn.
They put something on it, but it was like really thin. Like, I low-key think it was just like the seasoning or something. But yeah, so it's like a light breading, but it was really good. So maybe when y'all come here, we can try some.
I can't wait till we come.
I don't like Cajun stuff.
I know. Well, you also have Parmesan option. You can put Parmesan on it, which I should have. Next time, I'll try that. Yeah, Parmesan. You could do, she said, fry seasoning, which I don't really remember what their fries taste like, because I really, their fries aren't like the best. I mean, they're pretty good, but they're not the best. But yeah, so the Cajun was, it was really spicy. But Pierre, you wouldn't. But neither one of y'all like spicy foods, though. So.
I don't like spicy.
Yeah. Oh, never know. I don't like spicy foods. So yeah, I won't say we've been going in for real. Okay, so let's get into the whole 2019 spirit, because, you know, Happy New Year to everyone. We
oh
are
my
so
gosh,
excited
what are
to
you guys doing?
Team.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And I want
to. Can we like try to do something? Like, I refuse to sit in the bed and watch midnight roll around and it'll be a new year.
No,
I'm watching Friends.
I might be asleep.
I'm gonna be with my
mom. No, yeah. That's so cute. I'm gonna see my mommy.
I talked to your mommy today.
You did? Mm-hmm. Your mommy talked to me about your mommy too. She was like, Tiffany said you was something about you playing this song on your Snapchat or something like that. I think it was Snapchat.
Christmas.
She said, what was it? My mom, I think she just convinced that I was like a little emotional on Christmas Day. Like, I literally
That's
cried.
Because my mama was, because
yeah,
she was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry. That girl is there by herself.
Yeah, but I was just like, I'm okay. Like, I'm fine. You know, my mom was like, are you sad? I was like, I mean, a little bit. Like, I was trying to like, I was trying to be strong. I'm like, dang, like, I'm good. And she was like, are you about to cry right now? I was like, no.
Everybody knows when Tanisha's about to cry.
Well, yeah, because
I'm
an emotional person, and but at the same time, I low key am like, I got a little bit of gangster in me too. So like, I'm not super emotional. Like, I'm a more of a private emotional person. Unless it's like something that's like really sensitive to me.
So have you seen me cry?
No, I've never seen you cry.
I don't think I've seen you cry either.
I don't cry that often though.
I don't even want to talk about it. Literally, Vari does not even like to express her. Like, you know me. I'm the friend that's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? When I can sense something is wrong, y'all know I will ask you what's wrong. Anybody that I've cared about, they know that that's like an annoying trait of mine. I will keep asking you what's wrong. Even my mom be like, Denisha, nothing. So Vari, on the other hand, first of all, I say that Vari and my mom act alike. I always have said that, both Capricorns. But Vari will literally have something that is bothering her, and she will not say anything until it has literally gotten so big that she has to say something. And it's at this point, it's like, fuck you. It's like, you know? But so Vari, she literally has like whole ass, everything goes in her head, and she does not let it come out.
It's so bad, because the thing is, like, it takes over me. Like, my thoughts, like, I keep them in my head, and I'll think about them all day long, but once, those thoughts actually start to like fester over my body, it will take over my whole body and it will change my whole mood. Like usually I can keep my thoughts in my thoughts and I can still do what I want to do and I can be happy and I can like put on this whole front. But like once my thoughts have reached my face and my mind or like out to the outside, like I can't
even, her whole body.
Yeah, it I can't function. That's, like I will I have to leave work. Like I have to like
really?
Yeah, like at the even in the, at the moment like that I'm in right now, like the situation that's going on now, like today I was at work and everything that I've been thinking about for the past 4 or 5 days has like came out to my whole body and I was like I can't even be at work right now, like I have to go. But that's just how I am. Like I don't like talking about my I don't really like I don't talk about it, but like I don't I just overthink a lot of things.
Yeah. And see, like for me, I know I'm the opposite. I voice my opinion. Like if I have a problem about something, I'm gonna say it. And that's it's kind of like a blessing and a curse.
I feel like I'm both.
That's fair to say. I think you are. See, I feel like Barry. Like, I feel like if it was, like, something, like, me and her talking about, like, she would be able to say something to me. But as far as things that, like, she's really processing in her head, like, she likes to really process them in her head until she's, like, absolutely ready to talk about it. Like, I will not hear from Bari for a couple days while she's going through shit. And I know that something's going on, but I know that she's not going to want to talk about it. Like, say if something had just happened and she's, like, festering in her ideas or her mind or whatever. And you'll be like, Vari, like, what's going on? I don't want to talk about it anymore. That's her. I don't want to talk about it right now.
Yeah, that ear.
It's like.
I think it irritates everyone because nobody.
It doesn't irritate me.
It doesn't irritate Denisha because Denisha knows that when I'm ready to talk about it, I'll talk about it and then she'll be there. But when it, like, say if the most embarrassing, most difficult thing just happened to me today and I can't talk about it, like something so bad, so tragic, I won't talk about it. I will just, 5 days later, I will call Denisha and I will tell her, I mean, like, 5 days ago, this happened. Or, I mean, Denisha's only seen me cry, like, what, one time?
I have to go into my bank of memories. We have a lot of them, so. Maybe like one or two. One or two.
Yeah, because I don't really cry that often. I mean, I
like, cry. And when she does cry, I'm like, are you faking right now? Because it's like not a real cry. She was like, and you're like, girl, are you really crying? It's like she really just does not have like a soft, like not even a soft side, but like a sensitive emotional side. It's like she's still trying to like laugh it off low key.
I will laugh now and cry later till the death of me. Until I die. And I've only, until something that I can't control. And if I have controllers over something, then I will still gather myself, pick myself up from pieces and be like, you got this. Like, don't fucking cry. But if it's to the point where I can't control it anymore and it's in God's hands, which it should have been in the first place. If I can't control it anymore, then that's when I break down. I'm like, I can't, there's nothing I can do about this anymore. I have to give this off to someone else now. Like I need help. But like, if I can still help myself without asking for help, because I'm so stubborn, I will not ask for help. I will not ask for any type of advice until I know I need advice. I'm so stubborn. And it's bad for relationships because, like, if I'm dating someone, they're gonna want to know like what's wrong with me.
I couldn't date you.
Yeah, and a lot of men can't because I won't tell them what's wrong until I'm ready to say something about it.
And you know, I'm a really, really, really big communicator. So if you cannot communicate with me, I will cut you off, and I'll tell you about yourself too because I'm really big on consistency. And you're not gonna treat me no different. Like if you're gonna treat me different now, how it's gonna be later on?
Right. I will treat the person different and you because it's still we in to be my friends. Mind. We are friends and like I will tell you when it's ready to me it's an embarrassment thing. It's like this is embarrassing. I can't tell you until I have actually I'm not embarrassed.
So what you gonna do when you're married?
until I'm not embarrassed about it anymore, he can't know. I'm still trying to rationalize it with myself. It's like, oh shit, this just happened. Like, once it's okay in my mind.
You know what? I felt that way before.
You know, just imagine, okay, I can't say the most embarrassing thing, but just imagine the most embarrassing thing, like something, not embarrassing, maybe something just,
no, you don't agree with. I just experienced that. I did the same thing. Somebody basically told me about myself and I just sat there and I had to think about it for myself for a minute before I could even like
say it to someone else, you know? It's like, I have to be, because I'm the one who has to live with it. So I'm the one who has to think about it and reconcile with myself, like, if this is okay. Mm-hmm. And once I accept it for myself, then if someone can say anything bad about me,
you've already built up, accepted it.
Yeah. Like, I've already, like, okay, like, so what? Like, once I live it and once I understand it, once I know it, then I'm okay to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But until then, I can't say anything, because if they say anything that's sensitive towards me about the subject, and I'm not mentally ready for it, that's just going to even hurt me more.
Hmm. Yeah. And I think that's something I had to learn this year. Like, the biggest thing I had to learn is that literally everyone processes things differently. Everyone reacts to things differently. Like, everybody just does things differently as far as the way that they communicate and things that are okay with them and things that are not okay. And I think that was, like, one of my biggest lessons of 2019. I'm going all the way to the next end of but do you all want to talk about let's talk about relationships a little bit. Let's delve into that a little bit, like a little touch. So, you know, what was our love life? Do you want to talk about that? What was our love lives like in 2018?
That was my love life. Yeah.
All right. Low-key same.
I don't know. Like, I met somebody, and then I stopped talking to that person, and then I kind of talked to him again. But it's just like, it's just trial.
Trial.
It's like a trial period right now. So, I don't know. I feel like where I am in life right now,
so
it's not there.
One thing I wish that I could change about myself as far as like dating goes, I wish that I could be really good at dating multiple people. Like, I can date multiple people if I absolutely have no interest in anybody, but once I like gain mega interest in a person, that is my only focus. And low-key, that can be a downfall, because, you know, you could be focusing on this person, and this person is over here juggling they other hoes, and then you over here investing all this time and stuff, and then you sit up here and you hurt because, you know, they chose somebody else or, you know, whatever.
But you know what? I realized in 2018, as far as relationships, it's like, I'm really blunt when it comes to that, because I'm like, what do you want from me? But when you say that to a guy, they don't take that well.
They don't. They get thrown off.
Like, but I really would like to know, like, do you want to be my friend? Do you want a relationship? Are you just trying to have sex with me? Like, what is your, like, what do you want?
And there's never no straight answer from a man. No. Ever. And it's like, so, you know, when you try to go with their flow, instead of knowing what they want from the beginning.
But they already know what they want. Why don't you just say it?
They do.
Because they want it to be a damn game.
Yes, they want to play with you.
They live for that shit.
Oh, so this is so. And I met this girl that I met this girl that I worked with, and she's in a relationship with a guy. And she was like, "If it really was up to me, I would not date a man ever. I really can't stand them." When I heard her say that, I was like, "Oh, okay, that's kind of harsh." But when I think about it, like I'm thinking about it now, I'm like, that makes so much sense, because men are so, like, the half of the problems that they give us, or, you know, that could be a little biased, but half of the problems that come from dating in general, like, I just feel like there's a lot of complications and a lot of things that can be skipped over had there been better communication, mm-hmm. or had there we dated a man who knew what they wanted.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. And that's why at this age, unless a man has clearly told you what he wants you to be in his future, like, you can't take any of these men serious. I think that's what it boils down to, because a man that who is clear about who he is clear about where he sees his life, and is clear about what he sees you, where he fits you into his life, mm-hmm. that's a man who's not going to toy around with you and play with you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But these other men who are like, oh yeah, I don't really know what I want. I'm just, you know.
Mm-mm. Why can't we just go with the flow?
What? That's what they
no. Yeah. Because if I go with the flow, you're gonna be pissed off later on down the line, and you're gonna be mad.
You're gonna be like, "City girls."
Exactly. Like, big facts. But they don't want that. It's like they want to know that they can have you wholeheartedly, but they still want to do what they want to do.
How do you expect me to be in a committed relationship with you, but still be single? Like, how can I do both?
I'm telling you, this dating culture, like, literally is so fucked up. It's so fucked up.
Or it's like, so fucked up. Okay, so, I don't know. Like, even if you were to just say, I was talking to my best friend about this. Even if you were to just say, like, I would like to do this with you and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have so much more respect for you than for you to play me.
Same.
And then, like... And it's and I think guys don't think that girls think that way, but mm-hmm. you never even tried it.
It's just like, at the end of the day, I just want to know where your head's at. Like, I don't want to be.
I'm not saying give me a ring.
Exactly.
I'm saying let's. I'm just saying give me an outline of where you plan for this essay to go. Like, give me an outline.
Can we at least be at least 2 pages ahead or behind each other? Like, because right now I just feel like we're in 2 different chapters, we're in a whole different book. Mm-hmm. It's just, I just need something to line up, like some things to actually make sense.
Yeah, and that's why. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I feel like I'm mature for like where most people my age are. As far as like kind of like what I want and stuff, mm-hmm. but guys are just like still in the stages that I was in a long time ago. I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
Like, what? Give me. Let's talk about it. Be more.
So like, say for instance, like if a dude approaches me, I was just talking about this to my cousin. If a dude approached me and we were to start something and it was cool, like. This is gonna seem so materialistic, but this is actually like this is life. Like, is your credit gonna be good so we can buy a house? Like, are you gonna be okay?
Yeah.
Like, because I'm not putting my step forward in a relationship, and then you still got some catching up to do. Like,
right?
I agree.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I think that both men and women at this age. And this age group that we're in right now, we're both about finding, you know, ourselves and getting our life together so we can be prepared for the future. And I think it's kind of a little rude of me to even think that a man at this age will have all his shit together. So it's hard.
But not all. They don't have to have it all together. We can figure some stuff out together, but at the same time, you can't say that you want me, and not want to provide for me and not want to
exactly
and nothing like, just goes down to intention
depend on each other
right
exactly
but I can't depend on you if you don't know what you're doing
exactly. And that's why I said, if he doesn't include you in his plans already, and this is me speaking to myself, because we all be ignorant, well I be ignoring this shit, but if he don't include you in his plans of like the future, like, he ain't thinking about you. You're just a temporary right now type of person that's just low-key exactly. Just practice.
Exactly. And I've noticed that like a lot of guys don't include you into like, you know, when you talk about things of next year or even things like down the line in the same year, mm-hmm. if he doesn't even mention you, like, yeah, I plan to spend it with you. Like, that just says a lot about he doesn't think about the future. Two, he doesn't think about the future with you. Right. Like,
and
women, we think about that shit. We like, do. Even if we don't even know if that guy is going to be there down the line or next year or the years to come, for some reason, we still like to include them in that
plan. If we see him in that just light. To
make, right.
Or even if we just want to make him feel good.
Nah.
We will say nah, it. No, like,
no, not me.
Right. Because I noticed that I put guys in categories. If you mm-hmm. are in a category, you don't yeah. come out that category. Like, I mm-hmm. didn't really think the friend zone was real, but that stuff is real.
Yeah. Once you there.
Once you there.
You got to do some work down. To get out. You got to do some work yeah. to get out.
You got to like.
See, I don't.
You got to go see a judge to get out.
Oh.
Like that's.
Oh. Whoa there. That's serious. No, I feel that though. I feel that 100%. Because like, you got, I mean, for example. There's a guy I'm dating now. I don't even want to say dating. We're just like seeing each other. But I straight up from the gate established that I just wanted to be friends and that's it. And I was like, I hope that's all you want. He was like, yep, that's all I want. I was like, okay, cool. Because getting to know him, you know, we have cool conversation or whatever. But like, first of all, we're two different religions. It's like mm-mm. that for me, that won't work. That's something that's a deal breaker for yeah. me. Like we have
yeah,
to,
I,
we have yeah. to have the same religion for me. I know people who, some people that doesn't matter, but for me, that's something that I put at not, I don't even want to say just religion, but like my spirituality and how mm-hmm. I view God as like,
yeah.
that's something that's important to me. That's something I can't waver or shake on. Okay. Are you ambitious or do we have, are we both working towards a greater purpose? Like, not even just money, but like an actual purpose. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So things like that are deal breakers for me. If I don't want to like go in, but like if you are just if you're content at where you're at and you don't have more, like if you just don't see yourself going higher or have a end all goal for yourself, then like that turns me off. And okay, we're friends, we're cool. That's it. I'm cool. You know. Like, I just...
And see, that's the thing, and that's... I'm sorry,
no, go ahead. Go ahead.
I that's when I look back at myself and I realize, like, how lenient I am with so many men, and not so many men, but, like, with men in general, like, you know, like, I don't judge people, and I don't like to, like, lead their life for them. I don't have to, but I'm, you know, like, if there's a lifestyle that they're already living, I don't like to come in and try to change that.
Exactly.
That's how they
shouldn't.
Live. That's how they live.
Yeah.
And so instead my dumbass dates them anyway, knowing that maybe I don't like the way that they live their life. And I only say this just to say, like, what I want for myself is to have some type of standard when I date men. Like, I'll date a man who's complete. He could be a fucking atheist. Now my dumbass is still dating.
No, I think
fucking atheist.
So,
and that's the thing. And I don't want to. Like, I want to have a standard when I date men, and when I date, and I have like a checklist. And if they don't meet those requirements that I feel, because you're gonna be disappointed. Like
you just have to say, "Can I live with this?"
Right.
And exactly. And when I realize that I can't and I'm still unhappy and I still decide to date this guy, like, it's only going to make me even more depressed or sad.
What'd you say?
Why be unhappy?
I shouldn't even continue dating that person.
Yeah, if you're unhappy, why be unhappy?
I think a lot of women, and just not even just now, but like women that growing up, a lot of women have they've accepted situations. And not to say, you know, this is for you, but some women have accepted certain roles and certain situations where a lot of the time some people are just afraid of being alone. You know what I mean? And that's understandable. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish that I was a little bit more of wanting to be together with someone. I mean, I do like that togetherness, but I also am like so independent. I'm just like, you know, I don't really, really want you here if you're not adding nothing to me. But like, everyone's different. And some people, like Vari, she's very, very free and very loving. Like, she's just so open to like loving and helping people. I don't want to say just people, but I'm just saying, like, you're so open. So it's like you always look at yourself as how can you help someone? And then you do get the short end of the stick. But I think that just goes to show that's just how you process love. But a lot of it, I mean, you're still learning from it. I wish that I could be more, like, trial and error-y when it comes to dating. I'm just like, no. Like, I could have passed up some gems here, you know, and I'm over here.
But
like,
I think that happens for a reason, because I think eventually I'll get to the part where I'm like, no. Because then at that point, I'll know my worth. And then I'm like, fuck all that. Like, I'm not doing this shit for what you're doing. Like, no, I've already been there and done that.
Which,
like,
is good. No,
like, and I think that's it's helping me realize what I do and do not like, yeah, and what I can and cannot put up with. Whereas for you, you already know what you're not and what you're not going to deal with. Like, you probably want to, you know, have someone just to have them there. But in the long run, it's like, no, because at the end of the day, like, he's still, like, this guy that you don't even want to really be with is still, like, messing with your, you know, your mental. Mm-mm. But you still got to do, like, yeah, you can still do stuff with this dude. But at the end of the day, like, your mind is still fucked up and you're really not where you really want to be, yeah, in that relationship. So it's like, I could really work, I could be working on me and I could be working on my mental and getting myself together for the person that I'm really meant to be, mm-hmm, with, rather dealing with someone who's like, who doesn't know what they want. And I'm over here, like, my brain's over here doing backflips and I'm bending backwards and just trying to, please just make myself the best woman I can be for this guy who's not even right for me.
Right, and not even trying. Who over there? She over there making a whole ass meal.
Sorry. But...
No, you're good. I was just like, oh.
I'm hungry. I'm like, dang.
I am too, though, low-key. Listen, we are going. I'm like, okay. Look, we basically gonna have a 2-hour long podcast, but it's cool. It's whatever. But no, I get it. I just feel like it's important that we just embrace the way that we do choose to enact our relationships. Because I wish that I could be more, like, trial and error. Like, I just wish that I could, like, practice more. I mean, I can practice. I just choose not to. I just be like, nah, I'm good.
But
like, I'm
listen
good.
To what you just told me. You told me not to settle. So wouldn't that be right, settling if you did more trial and error?
Sissy, right. Right,
and I want to be by myself more. Like, I want to be able to look at myself and
well, make that I want to look, goal, girl.
That's that is goal. One of my goals. Like, I want to at the end of 2019, I want to look at myself and be like, wow, I've grown so much mentally as a person, mm-hmm, where I didn't settle and date someone because I didn't want to be alone. Mm-hmm. Like, and I even it's just I just want to, you know, I look at a lot of the female friends or the females that I have in my life and I'm looking at them. I'm like, wow, like mentally they're here and mentally I'm there. And it's like, I want to be there to where I can look at a man and I can weed him out instantly. Like, if I see a fuck boy or if I see a nigga that I don't think is meant for me, like I want to weed him out from the moment I peek him. Not
that's when you ask you know, more for discernment.
That's something I prayed heavy on for 2018. And I'm not going to lie. He gave me discernment. No, already. I prayed for that.
Like, you already prayed for this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I pray for it, but I also ignored some of the messages that the Lord wrote on my forehead and said, steer clear. Honey, yeah. Let's not talk about it. We're not going
to. Yes. God looking at me like, you.
Why do y'all even think right, that? Think of the positive. Like, think of what he saw you like, yes, that was a good one. You know, like, you dodged that bullet.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but I think it's just important to talk about all the, you know, the good and the bad, because, you know, you can't have the good without the bad. Bad things are going to happen. Bad, you know. So I pray for discernment, and a lot of things God did give me discernment on. Like, even with me moving here, like, I don't regret moving here. I'm happy that I did, because it taught me so much about myself. I've learned so much, and I'm just thankful. So somebody that we used to go to school with, there's this thing that they do. They started, I think, last year. I don't know if you know I don't want to name drop or anything, but basically she does a jar and she puts the year, and the whole year she writes down, like, say if something good happens, she writes that down as a blessing and she puts it in the jar. Yes. I think that is such a great idea.
And it's supposed to be for the things that I'm praying for, and I still haven't put anything in it.
Well, would you like to take on a challenge and let's do that? Because I think that it's such a great way to keep reminding yourself of all the positives. So, you know?
Wait, what do I do?
So you get a jar and you put 2019 on it. So then you get like a piece of paper. And so say if you get this new job that you wanted, you write it down. Say if, you know, you were able to pay all your bills this month, you write your name down. Say if, I mean, write down that blessing. Like, anything that is a blessing, you know, I hope all the bills are going to pay. But say if anything that is just a blessing, like, write it down, no matter how big or small, just to keep your mind reminded. Because those days when days get hard and you're like, what the fuck am I doing? You can go back into that jar and read them and be like, wow, okay. I'm doing good. I'm still doing good. I'm good. It's great. It's cool. You know, I'm having a bad day right now, but this too shall pass. I'm going, you know, I've had other blessings that have outweighed this one moment. So it just serves as like a reminder to look at the blessings and not dwell on the negatives that are inevitably there. So do y'all want to take that on as a challenge? I think that's like a great...
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I was like, also would like to start therapy this year. I know, Tierra, you were talking about that, or Sweet Tea. Mm-hmm. You were talking about that.
I did go to therapy yesterday.
What? I heard it's not as expensive, because, you know, I was thinking, like, people who just want to go to therapy to talk about their problems, I think they think, like, it's probably going to be expensive to go and sit down with a therapist.
I haven't got a bill, so.
Well, keep us updated.
Right, right. Let's elaborate on that in 2 weeks when we're in Vegas.
Let me know after your first month of being there if what it costs.
But that's the situations that I was talking about, like, she told me about myself and so judged first. Not that I felt judged, but I'm like, dang, lady, like, you didn't even have 5 minutes. And then
damn, it was like that.
So yeah, and then we ended up talking about it. I'm like, okay, but I didn't talk about it to anybody for a couple, which is not like me, for a couple of hours. So
you had to process it.
Process. Like, I Chick-fil-A and ate by myself.
I wow. Was at the
hairdresser, and so I was like, I wasn't talking about it at the hairdresser either. It was like, I really had to. I don't know, like, that lady didn't know me. So it took me, it just shocked me, you know?
Maybe later we can talk about it, because I'm curious to know, but I can tell you.
Yeah, because I wanted to, like, about it. When you thought about it, like, did she get you?
Or... Yeah, she get me.
But did she low-key read your filth, though? Like, she read you completely, like, low-key. Not filth, but, like, she read you to where you felt, like, exposed, low-key?
Yeah.
Was it that, were you talking?
I wouldn't say that. Like, what she did, like, she said something to me, and it made me, like, it made me feel different. And I felt like I was in a category, and I don't like I was put in a box. And
I got it.
I didn't like that.
I'm like, no, slightly nosy, and I think we might talk about it later, but I definitely want to know more about that. Okay. How did you find your therapist?
So this is the longest process ever, and it was only because I drew it out, but I did research with this lady, and she's a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, how do I find a therapist, basically? And
professional.
I'm not crazy or anything. I just want a therapist. And she was like, mm-hmm. You do not have to, you know,
put all that in there, but she was like, go on Psychology Today and basically look at people that are in your network or then look at their descriptions and see what they handle and mm-hmm. see if that's like the things that you want to work on. Take your top five and then call them and like ask them about insurance and stuff, and then ask them, see if they fit you basically, mm-hmm. and then you just go to one. So honestly, I asked her probably in like March. And dang. So right, every time I would get on there, it was so overwhelming. There's so mm-hmm. many people there. Like, I don't know if I should. I don't know. I didn't know. And then I have a
clicking away that, over there.
I have a friend that went to therapy, so she was telling me like, you know, here, just get one, blah blah blah. And I'm just like, this is just so overwhelming for me. So then I have another friend, and she was like, all right, I don't know. We were just talking, and I don't even talk to her that often. But she was like, for 2018. Get like we're going to actually, you know, go through with, all right, I'm down. And so we knuckled down. She's like, I found mine, and I was like, oh, let me find mine, you know what I mean? So I'm yeah, like, okay, so I found her, whatever. And then the day I made my appointment, I texted my friend and told her I made my appointment, and she was like, this is here, but I just made mine too. So we actually, like, she went on Thursday.
Wow. Did y'all talk about like the aftermath or so exciting. Okay.
Which Pari, so we should go get us a therapist. It's not even like we're not even that close, but like I don't know. It was just like, I don't know, that's like an experience to share with one another.
Yeah.
I'm new to it.
That's good. So is your therapist Black?
No, my therapist is not. So where we live, or where I live, where you guys are from, is not very diverse in that category. So I wish I could have found somebody that was. But, you know, I did find a couple of them, but they were more focused on children. And,
okay.
Yeah. So.
That's interesting.
And they were younger. So.
So they were like, maybe like our age or like really, that would be kind of interesting too.
Right.
Well, we have I'll just say Jess. She wants to be a psychologist, and I remember last year I called her. We were just talking or whatever, and she was like practicing what she was learning, and it was like it actually felt good. So I think it actually wouldn't be a bad idea to have like somebody who's your age who is your psychologist, because I feel like they also understand on a different light. They might not have as much wisdom as like someone who's older, but they still can relate more maybe, or just have more understanding of things. So I guess that's not such a bad idea. So you gotta go on Psychology Today, you said? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go look when we get off of here. That's really fascinating. I'm gonna go in there.
Or
well,
you can sorry, I'm eating. Or you can go just on your insurance.
Okay.
And see who they give you.
I like officially, I'm on like health insurance that I'm paying for and dental insurance and all that stuff. And I just would like to overall say that adulting sucks, but
I love being on my own insurance.
I just don't like it taking away from my check.
I think it's nice when everyone's like when you have someone to like talk to, because everybody I mean, like, we're all going through this at the same time, and luckily there's somebody who's a little bit older than us, not exactly our parents, but who's someone like who's older than us like a couple years, who are like, because I feel like after college we all end up kind of going through the same thing.
Heck yeah.
And somebody who's like two to 3 years older than us tells us something, and then we learn it and we try it.
Right.
And then we tell somebody who was two to three, years younger than us. Yeah. So, you know, you have Tierra who can like tell us these things, because it's all like a cycle. Because, you know, like when you graduated, like I listened to you. Like there's a lot of things that we go through of the same things. So it kind of helps when it's not like exactly our parents. Right. But
Actually, my mom was like, what are you going for? And I'm like, I don't even really know. I just know that I didn't really think anything was wrong with me.
But well, it doesn't have to be anything wrong with
you. Like, my mom probably would look at me too and be like, you don't need a therapist. There's nothing wrong with you. And I don't think that you have, I don't think there has to be anything wrong with you to go and to sit and talk to a therapist mm-hmm. about.
Sometimes you just need help processing what you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because our friends don't, I mean, not even to say that the therapist has the answers, but I think sometimes it just helps us calm whatever inner thoughts that we have that we can't really get right. answers to. I mean, even if it just helps us sleep better, you know, even if the answer is wrong, you know, it might even just be a therapeutic thought that's like, okay, I feel a little bit more relief about it now. I can move on to whatever else or the next thing that could be like on my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, whereas if I talk to like my friends, I still have that open question, like, mm-hmm. what if, you know, like, what if that's not right? What if that's not really what I'm trying to hear? You know, until I'm like relaxed inside or like mentally, like, okay, that's it. You know.
Yeah.
Well,
Go ahead.
I'm really surprised at how many people I've told, even though this just happened yesterday, mm-hmm. how many people I've talked to about it, and they've been like, oh, I've been. And I'm like, okay, well, you didn't encourage me.
Are these like your friends who were talking about it, or like other
people? Like, I didn't know that they went. I never knew that they've been seeing someone, or like, they might have seen somebody at one point in time, but literally almost everybody that I've end up telling about it has been to one.
Yeah.
So that caught me by surprise because they never they never shared. For me to share it, I'm sharing it like this was my experience, and they're like, oh, okay, like I have my own, and they end up telling their own experience, and I'm just like, well, why didn't you just tell me like I told you?
But right, but I think that's just because some people, like, that's not something you just go yell in the streets about, like, oh yeah, I go to therapy.
Well,
I go to therapy.
That's what the heck I feel like I'm doing.
Well, but you're not. You just had something that was like low-key life-changing right now. Like, this is a new discovery of yours, and you're like, wow, like the way Tierra, first of all, the way that you process things, yes, you do process things in your head, but you also process things by talking it out. You love talking to people. You love that. So, like, that is your way of working through it. So, with you talking to people, it's, like I said, processing it. So, mm-hmm. like, I think if it was Vari, she probably would have kept it to herself. She would have talked about it, and then she'd be like, so, I went to therapy the other day, 5 days later. I went to therapy the other day in XYZ. Literally, that's how it happened.
But I do have a question for both of you, and I do kind of like need honest opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so, I've been like, you know, like seeing someone, and I'm really mad at him, and I really want to draw this out as far as I can, but
You want to draw what out? The madness out?
Yes.
Why?
Because I feel like I don't stay mad at anything. Like, I feel like if I'm mad about something, all someone has to do is be like, you shouldn't be that mad, and I'll like settle, and I'll be like, okay, maybe you're right. Or even I won't even be like, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe I'll be like, maybe I'll just get over it. Like, I get over things really quickly. Like, and I hate that about myself. I hate that I get over things.
So
really
why
quickly.
Don't you give yourself time to process it?
I've been processing for the past 5 days now, and I haven't talked. I haven't talked to said person, and I want to say something before it gets too far to where I look down 2 months from now, and I'm just like, I should have said something. Because I'd rather say something and say how I feel now while it's still sort of fresh, to where I can just, even if he's like, if he says something totally, completely opposite.
But you're not talking to him right now.
No, I haven't said anything to him.
Have you been talking to him about anything else?
No, about I haven't talked to him, period. Like, nothing.
Well, period. Then I feel like you should say, this bothers me.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying, like, should I? But my thing is, I didn't want to say anything to him because he hasn't said anything. Like, we haven't spoken at all. Like, he hasn't said, hey, he hasn't said anything. And I don't want to be the first person to break that silence and be like, okay, well, since you're not going to say anything and I'm the one who's mad about it, mm-hmm. like, I wanted him to show me that he really wants me. And obviously he doesn't because he hasn't said anything, okay. but I still want to get this off of my chest.
We'll say, this is I didn't like this and I felt uncomfortable and just leave it at that.
Because the thing is, I think you're expecting said person to reach out to you, but half the time, if someone doesn't, in their head, if they don't feel like they were wrong, mm-hmm. which especially when you're dealing with narcissistic behavior, but that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that later. People, they don't see it as a problem. Even if you call them out on it, they still might not see it as a problem.
But, and that's what I'm worried about is because like, I don't want to explain myself. I don't want to explain why I'm mad. While I'm mad and why you should think and why you shouldn't do it again. Like, I feel like if I have to explain why I'm mad, he's going to explain why I shouldn't be mad. And I don't want to have to sit here and be like, no, like, and listen to his half of why I shouldn't be mad at this whole thing.
You should never tell a person how they should feel.
Exactly. That's such narcissistic behavior. Like, that's not fair. That's saying that they completely devalue anything that you feel, and it's like, okay, and you exactly. don't even value so it's me like, as a person.
And then I even waste my time even doing, you know, saying what's on my mind if I already know he's not even gonna like see it from my view or even try to see it from my view.
Well, I think that's just something to be said about, okay, well, is this the type of person that you want in your life? Because if this person cannot add anything to you as far as like understanding, like a big part of it is being able to be understood. Yep. So if this person doesn't understand you, if they don't even try to understand you, like, sorry, but like, this person does not even need to be in your life. They don't deserve to have access to you, because it's a one-way street at this point. Like, it's literally mm-hmm. just you saying, I want this, and they're like, oh, what am I gonna do with that and information? So you know,
right? And so this is the first time I've actually been mad about something where I've drew it out this long to where it hurt my feelings so bad that this is kind of like a breaking point to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I've never been this mad before. Usually, I mean, I've gotten mad, but then like we've sat down and we've talked about it and I've been okay. But like this time I'm like really upset about it. It's like hurt me more than anything else has hurt me. And so I'm like, should I even try to explain? We kind of did over text messages, which I hate. I hate trying to like talk about something kind of serious through texting.
Mm-hmm. No,
because you can't really see. Exactly. Yeah, it's just not, yeah. So I'm like, is it even worth it? But I still have feelings for this person. So it's like, I can't really just let it go that easily. So I'm just kind of like, stuck.
I think
it's taking so much of my thoughts processing or thinking about this, whether I should talk to him or whether he's going to talk to me. And then I'm in that in between, like, well, are we done type of thing? Mm-hmm. And I kind of just want clarity and I just want to know where his head is at so I know what to do next.
But why? Okay, this is another thing I've said to a friend before. Don't base somebody else, like, that should not be the reason why you take your next step. Somebody else.
And it should not be the reason. It shouldn't. And you're absolutely right. But I'm.
Go ahead, talk it out. It's okay.
I feel so weak.
So I feel like at this point, you either tell him how, like, this is how you made me feel. Period. That's what it is. I'm telling you.
It ain't no, it's wrong because it's not wrong because it's how I feel. Yep. You don't have permission to tell me
you let it go.
What I feel be right or wrong.
Or you don't say anything at all.
I feel like if I don't say anything at all, it's gonna eat at me, and I'm gonna be sitting here saying like I should have said something.
This is gonna be really, really petty. But you don't give him the power and talk back to him. So you tell him how you feel. If he says something else, then you let that shit be.
But that's the thing, and he's very argumentative. Well, not even that. He's like, he really likes to get his point across more so than me get my point across. And I feel like...
And that's why you get yours and you dip out.
As in finito.
I had to do that. You can ask Denisha. I had to do that once and it was hard because I was like, I want to say what I want to say. But I was like, nope, I'm not going to argue with this person. She was like, do not answer.
And I don't want to argue. I don't want to argue. I just want to say why this made me upset and why he shouldn't do it anymore. And the thing is, if my thing is in my mind, I'm like, it could be so simple. If you just said a genuine, I apologize. I didn't know that was going to hurt you this way.
They don't see wrong.
I
will take him back in a heartbeat. Like, I would be like, that's all I wanted. Like, I would do anything. Like, I wanted. It's for you to just say those exact words and just for let me be right for this moment because it hurt me that bad, whereas you're gonna explain to why I'm wrong and you're right and your reasoning for why you did what you did, and I don't have to do anything, but in my knowing who I am as a person, I'm gonna rationalize what he's saying and figure out, because I'm always the type of person to see things from both sides.
You do.
Even if I see that I'm still getting the short end of the stick.
Bari is such a gray. Like is a gray person. That's why.
Gray.
I'm saying like, gray. Well, great too. Like, we're all great. I love us. But I'm saying she sees things in, I don't want to say in color, but she sees things like blurred. Like she's like, she just can take a little bit of the both sides versus like, for me, I know I'm black and white. Like it's either black or white. I'm trying to. Life can be more fun in the gray area, but for her, she is in the
gray
area.
It's not more fun because it's like it's like being the fucking ghost whisperer. It's like I'm listening to their side and I'm listening to my side, and then I'm in the middle of both my side and their side, and I'm just like, and I'm looking at it from outside of me, and then I get back inside of me, and I'm like, I just screwed myself over.
Yeah.
Because I listened to them and because I sided with them or because I seen it from their side. And
that's why I said, don't say nothing.
I should have, and I should have valued my side and what I
wanted. And not waver for it.
And I should find, and I should be looking for someone who also agrees with me and I can agree with
them. Or even if they don't agree, they can at least understand where you're coming from. That's
exactly.
Understanding is like,
and that's the thing about a relationship is going from taking what we know as two individuals and combining them together and finding what we are okay with, not me compromising myself for his happiness. Because after so many times of me compromising myself, I'm the one who's going to be unhappy over and over again. Yeah. And I'm going to freaking hate that person. And I'm going to hate myself. And I'm going to hate just in general. I'm just not even want to be around that person.
Exactly.
Because I've been there.
Man, that's real. But it sounds like you know what you need to do. I think it's just a matter of you deciding that you want to do that, because obviously this person is just, I don't think that they're the person, your person, I feel, but we're all entitled to how we feel, and it's easier said than done when you're in the situation versus like someone on the outside of a situation. I think that you should just take the time that you need, but I think that going forward, when you are ready to talk to him, I think that you need to stand firm in what you feel. And you don't need to let that person try to tell you what you feel about what you feel. Because then that's just not fair. That's not fair to you. And for one, for damn sure, you just got to have your own backbone, if nothing. Because if not, they're going to keep blowing you in the wind. And it's just going to be unstable, and you're just going to be feeling like you just never get your side heard or understood, and you're just going to be like, well, we're back at square one again, you know?
I think the scariest part of this is knowing that this is not the person that's meant for me, and knowing that once this is over, I will have to do things on my own.
Which is not a bad thing, I guess.
It's not a bad thing. It's just scary, you know? It's just a little scary because, no, everyone's scared of the unknown. And when you're not, when you're so used to living your life a certain way, or you're so used to being with someone every day, and then going from that every day to, like, just completely nothing.
Yeah.
It's just a little scary. And I think I'm scared of, like, doing things on my own.
And that's okay to know that you feel that way. But I think it's also important to question why.
I'm still holding on to, I still want to hold on to that little bit of certainty.
Like, why do you feel like you're scared to be alone?
It's not scared to be alone. It's scared to venture out of my comfort zone.
Which is? What would you consider outside of your comfort zone?
Everything. Like, I mean, to be honest, I moved out here for said person. Had I not moved out here for said person, I would be back home, or I'd be in Columbus.
Or you'd be here with me.
Or just kidding. And I'm like, now I'm here in the city that I had never planned on being on, and that it's kind of like, now I'm completely alone, and I can just, like, I have to.
Why don't you find who you are?
Mm-hmm. That is so important, because you have to, and this is me speaking to myself too, you have to know who you are before you go into a relationship, and know that you can also be completely, fully satisfied with being alone. And it's interesting, because you too, Vari, like, you were an only child for a long time, like me. You were an only child for a longer time than me. So it's surprising that you don't like that. I mean, I know that you can be alone, but, like, it just surprises me that it scares you, I guess. But
that's the thing. For the past 5 days, I've been.
I know.
It's cool. Like, I love being by myself. I love coming home and just me and doing what.
So
I
what is
do
it that scares you about, like, not having?
It's the sixth day that scares me. Okay, that doesn't make sense. But I'm just saying, like, it's been, it's that little. It's like this whole thing. This whole situation has hit me today. It's like, damn, like. And this is the thing, like, I've been dating this person for over a year and a half now. Like, everything, all the memories, all the pictures, all everything that has happened in this past year and a half is hitting me today. And it's like, that's it. That's it.
And like, it's like,
are you ready to walk away?
Right. And it's like,
or are you ready to are you going to talk about
it? Can
you
live with it? I mean, can you live with it?
Can I live without talking to him?
Can you live with him?
No, like, as far as, unless he
as he is.
Mm. Oh,
a
no.
Word.
No, as he is, no.
Okay, then.
That is a word.
Okay, then.
Because you're taking on that mindset of, oh, this person's going to change, and it's like, no, sis, he's not going to change. She's going to be that same person. So in 20 years, if you still continue to accept this behavior, in 20 years, you're still going to be having the same conversation.
Yeah, and I'm still going to be in the same place in my life.
Exactly. Well, I don't want to say same place, but you're stopping yourself reaching your growth.
Yeah. I'm stopping my growth if I continue to stay with the person.
And
I will still be in the same place.
And I keep going back to, like, I know I'm talking about my mom, but, like, she still to this day has said, like, if she wasn't in a certain relationship, that her life would have been more progressed than what it has. So, I mean, you know, we all have to go through life and, like, learn things, but I just don't want you to look back on your life and be like, damn, I wish I would have, like, walked away from this person, because, like, I could have been, you know, at a different area in my life where I wanted to be.
Yeah. I've been with somebody, and, like, I felt like I kind of thought that was, like, the end. Like, I was going to be with that person.
We always do.
And then, like,
something happened and I was like, whoa, like, I'm so glad that God rocked my world.
And flipped it upside down. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because I was in a daze.
Yeah. And it's crazy because I know everything about both of y'all.
I just had to, like, go through this, like, one big thing, and it changed my whole life. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
And that's where I'm at right now. It's like,
well, let it change. Let it change.
It's like, do I? Because I know that if I let it go, I could be potentially bettering myself and bettering my growth in myself had I just, you know, not did anything and just let it go. Or do I say something?
Okay. Well, I think you should. Wait.
I was like, are you about to stop? He said, okay.
Do y'all want to stop it? Because we can keep going. But I was just going to say, I mean, because it's going to be like 3 hours long now. But I was just going to say, like, what do you want? Like, Bari, what do you want? Are you okay? Can you live with the fact that maybe this is the end?
She can't. She says she can't.
Exactly. So I think you just need to evaluate. Dang, Tira, rip my head off. But I just think you need to, like, if you feel like that is the case, I think you should talk to him. Because if not, it's still going to keep eating away at you. And then once you do talk to him, if he has the reaction that we predict, then you just need to be okay with, you need to take that journey of 2019, this is your year, and figuring out who Bari is and what Bari wants without person, because this person is not making you better.
Yeah. And, or, you know, when I came out of my situation, I did not have clarity. Like, I was not, like, I was...
Shoot, we was about to ride up the highway and slash some tires.
So, whatever happened, I let, like, we let it disperse for a couple of days, and then we were right back talking again, and I thought, this is when Beyonce Lemonade came out. I'm like, okay, you know, what's that line she said, like, you know, the person that broke you would, like, help build you back up and stuff, and I'm just like, okay, like, let me try, let me see if this gonna work, and then I really thought about it, and I was more miserable, like, being his friend and not, like, finding out who I was outside of him, because I had been with him so long, and it hindered me from, like, me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no clarity on the situation, I promise you, and I was like, I can't be your friend anymore, okay? So don't call me, don't text me. If I text you, don't text me back. Like, and he was like, okay. And that's how it ended.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yes.
How did you even get the willpower to even say
right,
that?
Right, because I need, like, to say that, but I can't.
I would have typed that and then would have backspaced all the way back and would have been like, I sent a whole other message.
I told you, like, God really rocked my world. But like I said, I was miserable. Because I'm like, we are, like, you be sitting here talking and we're not talking about the problem. We're not talking about the situation. Because at the end of the day, like, what are we, like, what are we doing? We're just going to be friends? Like, and then we, like, it just wasn't right. Like, if you really love somebody, like, you don't want to see them with somebody else. Or you don't want to, like, you don't want to endure that. So I'm just like, I need to get over you. And the only way I'm going to get over you is to leave you alone. So, yeah. And I had to tell my friends, like, I don't want to hear about him. Because we got the same daggone friends. I was like, I do not want to hear about him, okay? Okay.
That's
wild. It is.
Oh, that sounds like a lot.
But
that
I really like did big... it.
But that sounds like a big hill that I have to go over. Oh,
which
but it feels
great. Right, and that's a good
thing.
And
I think the hardest part is going to be me deleting the pictures out of my phone. Because I hold on to memories like no other. Like, I have pictures from years, and I think the scariest part is letting go of the memories.
Because once
I delete the memories, I'll forget.
I still have stuff. But it's like...
You still keep that stuff?
I mean, it's scattered, like, through... Okay, so you have to think, like, this stuff happened when I was in college, which means the stuff got packed up and got sent to storage for a year. Then I, you know, moved in my own place. And, like, now I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is where this is. Let's, you know, get rid of that. But, like, we were together for a long time, so I still have, like, teddy bears.
How long were y'all together? Because y'all met in, like, high school.
Yeah, we were on and off for, I don't even know how many years. And it was just really blurred. So,
I don't know. And if he decided to come back?
He can't. He can't.
Because she doesn't want him to come back, too.
Because I don't want him to come back. And I told him, I said, when we started dating for the last time, I said, this is the last time. If you mess up, it's over. I don't even want to be your friend. And then he said, okay. So, yeah. And I said that to him. And you know what? Crazy. So, like I said, we have the same friends. His friend asked me maybe like a week or two ago, and he asked me that. And he was like, what would you do if he wanted to, you know, get back? And I'm like, no. Like, I don't even love
him. Is he hinting at that shit? That's what I, that's the real tea right there, sweet tea. Is he hinting at that shit? Because it's like, no, nigga. Because you really fucked up, and then you went,
See, and that's, and I, oh, I want to get to that place. Like,
I don't know.
I just, I want to get there, and I can't do it being a little weak person that I am.
Stop saying that you're weak. Stop.
But I am. When you're when you love someone, you are weak.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, yeah, that, but that's vulnerable. Not, that's vulnerable. That's, yeah, but it's a good weak. It's like you are able to wholeheartedly love someone, to give up parts of yourself to love someone
for that person. Exactly. Right. And that's where I am right now.
Well, okay, so when a person hurts you and they really hurt you, you just have to evaluate that. And I think that's what happened to me. And I at first I did what you did, and I was like, I said, okay, well, let me see if he gonna fight. Let me see if he gonna do something about it. And that's why we remained friends for like 2 weeks. And then I said, this is not working. Like, this is not working for me. It's not going anywhere. Like, everything for him was awkward. And it was like, it shouldn't be that awkward for you. If it's awkward, then it's not what you want. Mm-hmm. So why are we even friends? So.
Because, and that's the thing, and that's what I gave this whole little space between us, was like, let me see if he's actually going to call and say something. But instead, he does nothing. He gets on Twitter. He gets on Instagram, and he doesn't say anything to acknowledge me. It's like I don't even exist.
That's so childish. Like, it's so fucking childish.
You're not petty, because I would.
She can be.
I'd be like, all right,
But this isn't me being petty. This is me saying, this is me being, I'm mad, and you're not doing anything. You're not doing anything to figure out why I'm mad, or it's not even, it's like, do you not even miss me? Like, do you not want anything to do with me?
Exactly. So why don't you just take that for what it is?
Like, that is the closure.
Yes. And honestly, that might be the pain that you have to endure to get over it.
Because if not, it will be a cycle.
So I shouldn't call and say anything.
Maybe I should call. Told you, yeah.
I never told you should call.
I think, I mean, see, the lover, the person in me who's like wants to see things through all the time, I would say to call and to talk about it. And if you get the response that we predicted, like I said before, then you realize in your face, like, that person is not what you need. And you have to swallow that, and you have to process that and be like, okay, I cannot continue to put myself through this. But it's a matter of what you are ready to do. Because if not, you're going to be in the same cycle again. If he completely undermines everything that you tell him about how you feel, he doesn't change anything, which, you know, that I predict that's going to happen, then, and you go back and you accept it, you're going to literally be down and doing the same thing next month. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this was a good first episode. This was
a really great episode. It's a little it's a little winded, and you know, it's just it's
there is be like wrong. No like segment.
There is actually, because we had to do this three times, so it's gonna be, yeah, it's cool though. Like I'm really excited. It's gonna be like 3 hours long. They're gonna be like, I'm not listening to this shit.
I think this just shows who we are.
Yeah, okay, that's why so I want to start this.
The next session or next episode will really stay.
Yes. No, I think that we should just be organic like this. I would like to stay on point, but we did. We actually did. So we're going to see you guys in 2019. We're so excited for you all to be on this ride with us.
I'm sitting here and, underwater.
Yeah, it's like super noisy, but it's cool though. But yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and end it, but thank you all for tuning in to The Cake. All right. Yeah.